Paying for college is an ongoing problem in the U.S. The website studenthero-loan.com says the average graduate gets $37,000 worth of debt along with their diploma. That's almost $1.5 trillion, or more than what U.S. households owe on their credit cards. There's a growing trend on college campuses to address this money crunch, and it's raising eyebrows. APR student reporter Miranda Fulmore takes a look at this practice and what it means for those involved.
It's really hard to find a job in Tuscaloosa because all the jobs are already filled by people that are already there.
That's Jane. We've chosen not to use her real name, but she has money problems. She's studying social work at the University of Alabama, where an undergrad degree can cost $28,000 a year, 40% more if you're out of state. But Jane has a plan.
The lure of just being able to easily earn money by doing nothing almost is just super appealing.
Well, almost nothing. Around 20 college-age girls flood into a private room at a local Atlanta winery. They linger over glasses of wine while I make mental notes on the designers they're wearing. Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Christian Louboutin. Those are high-end shoes with red soles and usually cost a grand per pair. It's a fashionista's dream. Today's meeting is a coaching session.
Well, isn't that nice? He got all that for free because y'all gave it to him.
Brooke is doing the coaching. She's offering tips on how to use her company's website. It's called Seeking Arrangement, and it's for sugar babies. If you've never heard the term, it's where young women connect to older men who pay them. Brooke is explaining how these girls can upload their pictures and wait for men to email them.
You don't want to be taxed on any sugar money because you're not being paid, right? You're not being paid for rendered services. You're not a sex worker. You're not hourly.
Today's meeting focuses on African-American women looking to link up.
This is something my mom would not approve of at all. This, in her eyes, this is like basically prostitution.
Back in Tuscaloosa, Jane says she's a sugar baby and it works.
I did an online thing and made, like, a guy just, like, wanted a video. And I made $50 off of a 20-second video, like, 22-second video. He just, like, PayPal'd me. He just, like, wanted me to, like, get on my hands and knees. And that was it. So that was kind of nice.
But the process of advertising online and dealing with responses took some getting used to.
When I first ended up, it was super intriguing just to, like, see a whole different group of people. I don't know, like, really old men having really young preferences, which is kind of almost disturbing, but it was all right.
So the question is it above or below your tolerance?
That's Pepper Schwartz, a professor of sociology at the University of Washington. She specializes in sexuality and women's roles in it.
And if it's below your tolerance, but you have to do it anyhow, well, it's going to be hard on you.
Schwartz thinks about this a lot. She's the past president of the Society for the Study of Sexuality and a member of the National Academy of Sex Research.
To some extent, it depends on how cold-blooded you are. A lot of people are able to think of other people as utilities rather than as people, and they think, hey, they're getting what they want, I'm getting what I want, it's okay.
Schwartz says these kinds of relationships have a possibility to breed self-loathing, guilt, and shame. But Sheila Knox sees it differently. She's a sugar baby and a return customer at Seeking Arrangement.
Single guys, you know, they've probably been single for a while, so that was a little bit harder to manipulate because I'm a master manipulator. But yeah, I like the divorced guys. Those are easier.
Knox wasn't keen on the idea of becoming a sugar baby at first, but registered on Seeking Arrangement after she hit rock bottom.
I had a guy tell me, he was like, I'll help you, whatever it is that you want to do, and I'll even pay you like $3,000 a month. Just as an allowance. And I was like, you're kidding. And ever since then, I have been a sugar baby.
Knox now uses the money she receives from her sugar daddies to pay for her rent, fancy dinners, trips, and new clothes.
I've probably made more money than I've made just working, just in a month. Like, it's crazy.
She says her lifestyle has spoiled her and she can no longer be in a normal relationship. Instead, she always has at least two sugar daddies at one time for insurance. Getting sugar babies to talk about what they do is relatively easy. APR reached out to Seeking Arrangement in hopes of interviewing a sugar daddy. The British talk show This Morning with Holly and Philip had better luck.
I was married for 22 years. I came out of it and I wanted some fun. I don't like the term sugar daddy. That's not what I am.
Isn't this? It's all a bit cheap and sordid, really, isn't it?
It's not about gifts. It's about the company and it's about two minds connecting.
However, not all sugar babies use the money they receive from their benefactor for materialistic purchases. Some college students are using the money for tuition, books, rent, and other school-related expenses. The Seeking Arrangement website says the University of Alabama is the 9th fastest growing university for sugar baby participants.
Being a sugar baby isn't something that is for everyone. You have to almost set aside a little bit of your dignity and more of a, just as long as my mom doesn't know, it's all right.
That's Kristen, who is a sugar baby at the university. Due to her involvement with various campus organizations, she asked not to use her real name, fearing her sugar baby lifestyle could harm her reputation. Kristen says her first sugar relationship was not fostered from the Seeking Arrangement website. Instead, she got into sugaring after a babysitting job.
People always think that sugar babies is immediately pretty much prostitution. You know, you have to sleep with someone and they're going to give you money for it. And it wasn't like that.
Like many sugar babies, Kristen has multiple sugar daddies to help pay for her tuition, rent, and other educational expenses. This is because Kristen has been a foster child for the majority of her life, and even though she's in the Army Reserves, her GI Bill will not pay for all of her expenses, including her out-of-state tuition bill.
I had one lovely, wonderful sugar daddy. And may you rest in peace. I was so stressed out because I was so upset that I wasn't able to pay for school. And he put $50,000 in my account. And I just remember crying, like, because that was the most amazing thing.
She says that her sugar relationship also provides her with a built-in mentor and someone to talk to that she doesn't have to hide from when it comes to her lifestyle.
It's like having a parent that you don't have to worry about the repercussions with, that you sometimes sleep with. So take that as you may.
Pepper Schwartz at the University of Washington says not all hope is lost for relationships based on love and some kind of sentiment. She doesn't think the future of monogamous relationships are at stake.
The streak of looking for your own advantage and economic security is pretty well spread through human nature, but, you know, it's all at a level of degree, and that's hard to measure.
Though she says that relationships, sugar or not, have elements of benefactors, but it's when they become only transactional that it's worrisome. Jane has seen the darker side of dating for money as well. We met her at the beginning of the story. She shared one episode that didn't turn out as advertised.
One of the guys was gonna pay me $500 for a video and a picture, and then he backed out and started saying that he was gonna post the video all over Alabama stuff and websites and the Twitter. So I quickly cut off contact, didn't get paid. It was awful.
She called university police, who said their cybercrime unit would keep the video from being published. But it was a painful reminder that for sugar babies, money for nothing often isn't. For Alabama Public Radio, I'm Miranda Fulmore in Tuscaloosa.
President Donald Trump's endorsement of Alabama Senator Luther Strange in a contentious GOP primary is welcome news for Strange. However, one of his Republican challengers is not happy about it. APR student reporter Miranda Fulmore has details.
U.S. Representative Mo Brooks, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, said Wednesday that he respects Trump, but is baffled and disappointed Mitch McConnell and the swamp somehow misled the president into endorsing Strange. Brooks said he, and not Strange, supports changing the Senate filibuster rules Democrats are using to kill Republican proposals. Trump on Twitter said Strange has done a great job representing the people of the great state of Alabama. He has my complete and total endorsement. Strange's challengers also include former State Chief Justice Roy Moore in the primary for Attorney General Jeff Sessions' former Senate seat. For APR News, I'm Miranda Fulmore.